The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jules, this is exciting. Uber are about to launch something very cool.
Is it free rides for Sam's all this week?
No.
Oh, well, they're already doing that.
Why? What's... Oh, is that for Sam's birthday or something?
Anyone who's called Sam in Australia is getting free rides this week on Uber.
Way cooler and way less exclusive,
okay.
Jules. Uber is looking at introducing flying Ubers into the Australian market.
Here we go. Flying cars once again.
But this one...
It's been on the cards for a long time, hasn't it?
This sounds like it's going to happen though, Jules. That's the difference. Usually they're like, no, we're going to... flying cars by 2085 or something.
You really have to look at Back to the Future. When did they predict that?
Oh, jerks. Yeah, it got us all excited. They predicted that for 2015.
Yeah.
That's well been and gone.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Still no flying cars in sight.
Still no hoverboards, none of that stuff. But Uber, they're quite excited about this, Jules. And the exciting part is they want one of the first places they enroll this new service to be right here in Australia. They're looking at Melbourne and Sydney. They love these cities. They think they're too congested.
Yeah.
And they want to get people off the roads and flying
the
in their Uber cars, Uber
Do
aircraft.
Do you think it's – oh, I think it's just – because there's no roads in the air. Do you have to? Will the flying cars have to sort of hover above existing roads, or will it be just a free for all? Like, what's the deal?
Is
the air traffic control going to have to be focusing on flying cars?
This is everything I know, Jules. Basically, Uber's talking with the great folk at CASA, which stands for like Civil Aviation Authority or something like that.
Yep.
Basically, they're the people in charge of the sky, and there's already like flight paths.
Sky, yeah. Just blanket rule.
It says on the signature of their email. We're in charge of the sky.
Okay,
it's our domain, and they're looking at ways to make it safe because obviously you got to follow corridors because everyone's just going any which way, doing whatever they want. Then you could have a collision. So
yeah.
They're like, yeah, no, let's work out. Let's make this work.
Let's make it a thing.
The type of flying cars they're going to have are ones that are kind of like a drone. Like sort of cross between a helicopter. Vertical takeoff is the big thing. But they're looking at having this done by 2023, Jules.
Not that far away.
5 years. Like you think about how quick 5 years goes.
Well, if you're using drone technology but with bigger propellers, I can imagine it working.
Yeah.
But you know what the other thing that I worry about is?
What's that?
I don't know if you've ever seen anyone fly a drone, but I've seen my dad fly one. And it only takes a minor updraft or something, and he'll come back inside the house within 5 minutes and go, oh, yeah, smash my drone again.
Smash the drone. That's the thing you learn about this stuff is it looks really easy. You see someone else flying a drone, you go, oh, man,
until
I could
do
that.
Until you try to fly it.
It's really fiddly and difficult. See, I don't even like...
Will there be the other people owning these flying cars? Because that's what Uber's all about. It's people that own their cars that are basically... becoming taxis.
It's a curious thing, isn't it, Jules? And I thought maybe Uber would just own them.
Yeah.
And maybe they'd be like self-flying or something. Like they would.
Yeah. Well, that's.
I know. It sounds scary, doesn't it?
We haven't even got self-driving like full cars on the roads yet, let alone in the air.
It sounds like dead technology. Why are we looking at self-driving cars when the future's in flying? Let's just go straight to self-flying aircraft.
Yeah.
Now, 2023, and the most exciting part is, Jules, they believe it's going to be so cost-effective. It'll be roughly the price of an UberX, whatever that is.
Yeah.
But what they're saying is they want it to be cheaper than owning your own car.
We'll see.
More cost-effective
than that. They say that now, don't they?
Jules is sceptical.
Of course I am. As long as the ride still comes with the free mints and the water bottles, I'll be sold.
That's the most important thing, isn't it? The Power FM Brekkie Show.